time for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh my goodness, my mic wasn't on. Radio 101. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always call me 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. We are currently live on the riverside.fm app. You can go to Ryan Hoppy on Facebook, and you can also go to Ryan Hoppy on Twitter to see all of it. Now, if you're listening on the radio, I appreciate it. If you search me up by putting an HOPPE on a podcasting platform, I appreciate it. This is Hoppy Hour, where we talk about celebrity news and we talk about dating, and you never know what we might get into. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Oh my goodness. We have somebody in the Hoppy Radio chat room. I appreciate it. Her name is Bridget. We're not taking guests right now, but if you want to hang out, that is completely and utterly fine. All right. I am sick and tired of what's going on with Caitlin Clark. It has gotten literally out of hand. I mean, it's ridiculous. Angel Reese, who is only famous because of Caitlin Clark. Nobody knew who she was before, and nobody would have known who she was if she hadn't beat her in a championship game. All of Angel Reese's clout comes from Caitlin Clark. It's kind of like back in the day when everybody used to get into wars with Bubba the Love Sponge or Howard Stern, and they use his name, and it's like, you wouldn't be known without that person. Or whenever people used to copy The Simpsons, it's like, Caitlin Clark is the main dog, and without her, there would be none of you. Nobody cared about the WNBA before. She should just create her own league. So, she got a flagrant one foul put against her by Angel Reese, and Angel Reese kind of like, when Caitlin Clark was going up for a layup, she just kind of like grabbed her arm and like hit Caitlin Clark's arm, and everybody's like, well, that's a basketball play, and I notice it's the racist people that say it's a basketball play. And B, if this was done to Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark did this, oh my goodness, Angel Reese would be crying a foul saying, everybody's out to get her. Everybody's out to get me. Blah, 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 da, da, da. Ridiculous. She'd be like, it's not fair. But when she does it, oh, everyone's out to get me. Angel Reese represents everything that's wrong with the Gen Z era, the Gen Z generation. Me, 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 me. Angel Reese, nobody would care about you if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark. Oh, and all these rebounds you're grabbing, it's because you missed the layups and you get a second chance. So shut up. Enough. So I have some audio here. I mean, this is fascinating, folks. Who would have thought that there would be a chance that people would care about the WNBA? I mean, in our lifetime, this is interesting. I never would have saw it coming. So here is Angel Reese. This audio is from Barstool Sports. And this is her talking about when she almost took off Caitlin Clark's head.
For inside, I mean, I think we were playing really hard. I think we went up really strong a lot of times and we didn't get a lot of calls. And going back at looking at the film, I've seen a lot of calls that weren't made. I guess some people got a special whistle, but.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Actually, Caitlin Clark's not getting a special whistle, Angel Reese. She's getting, you know, fouled all the time, and it's actually not going her way. And whenever a player says they're not getting their way or they're not getting their foul, work harder. Luka Doncic does it all the time. Crying to the ref. It's like, if you're not getting your way, work harder. And then here is Caitlin Clark talking about how wonderful Angel Reese is. So you have Angel Reese on one side being a badass, speaking her mind. Yo, yo, yo. I'm from Baltimore. Watch out for me, bro. I had a hard upbringing, so that means I'm going to be tough on the basketball court. But if I did the things I do to other people, if that happened to me, I'd be crying like a baby. Here is Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I think it's just the emotion and the passion that we play with. I think people love to see that. And I think that's maybe not something that was always appreciated in women's sports. And it should be. I think that's what makes it fun. Like, people are, we're competitors. That's the way the game should be. It's going to get a little feisty. It's going to get physical. But at the end of the day, both teams are just trying to win. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what she's done with her platform has been absolutely incredible. And, you know, she has an entire fan base that has supported her and what she did at, you know, Maryland and then LSU. Like, obviously, I've played her for a very long time and she's been a tremendous player. So, you know, it's been fun getting to compete against. I think it's been really good for the game. Like, people just love seeing great matchups. But also, at the same time, like, people tune in for these matchups, but then they get to see how amazing these teams are. And then they find new players to support and continue to come back for them, too. So,
the rumor was that Angel Reese didn't really pay attention in school and isn't the smartest person, and Caitlin Clark did. And you can tell just by their press conferences. I know Caitlin Clark also has people around her that are telling her what to say. Pretty obvious. But yo, 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 Caitlin Clark, you're so badass. You have to let us know.
I'm from Baltimore. It's so cool. You're from the area where the Wire's from.
You're so badass. Oh, my God. By the way, I have a slight cold. I don't know where it came from, or maybe it's allergies, but I wish my voice always sounded like this. Whenever I get, like, a cold or a sore throat, my voice sounds amazing. I sound like Keith Sweat when he does that nighttime radio show.
Yo, this is the Sweat Motel. Up next is R. Kelly, yo.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. We are live on the Riverside app. Did you guys ever like Jersey Shore? Did you ever find it entertaining? Did you ever like it? Yeah.
All right, we got a situation.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
That laughter by Ronnie. How much cocaine did he do before they recorded that? I mean, that is a cocaine laugh.
After I have sex with a guy, I will rip their heads off.
That thing, when I have sex with a guy, I'm going to rip their head off. It always scared me.
After I have sex with a guy, I will rip their heads off.
Go beat it! Go beat it!
Get loud! Oh, no! So Angelina, who was on like the first two seasons and everybody hates, she had her first appearance at a strip club after her arrest. And she looks so good. She's got that older woman vibe. Oh my God, she looks beautiful. She's just so attractive. You know she'd be utter trash to date. She was meeting fans all night. She is facing criminal charges, including simple assault, criminal mischief, obstructing the administration of law, and resisting arrest after an undisclosed incident. So we don't exactly know what Angelina did. But Angelina is like the typical New York trash bag. So it didn't really surprise me. I didn't go, oh my goodness, Angelina got arrested. Like, it just seems like something they would do on Jersey Shore. That's my cocaine sniff. But I actually have a slight cold, so that was gross. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Oh, yeah. All right. Here's the deal. If you don't feel like listening to this next song, I always say you could skip forward, you know, 4 minutes. Because on this show, it is a morning radio vibe and a podcast. We talk about celebrity news. We talk about the WNBA. We talk about dating. And we also play throwbacks from the 2000s. And these songs are obscure because they're not copywritten. So I can play it. So, like, for example, I couldn't just play Many Men by 50 Cent because of copyright. But I can play, let me see which one I want to play. Here's Twista and Shauna. Remember Shauna? I was getting some head, getting some head. And that was a good song. Well, here is Got That Work. We'll be right back on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I was getting some head, getting some head
last night. It was so good. Then again, people that get laid shouldn't have to brag about it.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
It should be expected.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Hey, yo, T!
Get in tune, stupid.
You know we real heavy in that strip club shit. Let's do this shit for the real bad bitches out there.
Baby.
Shout to Magic City.
Shorty got work.
Rolex. Arnie. We nationwide with it.
Little mama got work.
Shout to my girl, Shauna.
Got work.
Get in tune, stupid.
And it's up to me. I'm coming up just speaker. Let me get a minute, can I talk to you, shorty? Cause I wanna know, can we get deeper? Show you that my loving is sweeter. I kinda got a feeling you a keeper. So baby, say some, but don't say none. I'm not trying to be too eager. Maybe I'ma stop and slow with it. Get up on the cushion, blow with it. It feels so good when I ride through the hood. And I think the last time you chill with it. Damn, look, daddy, you know what's up. Try to get work and I sold it up. You the only one that I want in son, I don't play. Cause I ain't got time for the folk play. I want it right now, but I don't wait. And don't give a damn what your folks say. The whole man, you broke with me. I'm loving all the ways you flow with me. If I ever your lady, we joke the same. Every time you see me, he go with me. I heard the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah. Since I had it, I ain't been right.
No, no. Ain't been right, no.
But I gotta feel that high again.
Damn,
shorty got
work.
Shouty, you got kind of thick. Killing the because you got a booty like a brick. Wishing I could be something the booty like a brick. Call her cause I wanna hit the booty like a lick.
Get it too stupid.
With her, I fucks with her. I'm a customer. Like a shot of Patron, plus the herb. In the real, I'ma take a puff for her. Like white, so I copter. Cut the petty like a helicopter. I'm so excited to get a pop for her. Taking her to the mall so I can splurge. I'ma catch a holy ghost if I overdose. Don't let me touch cause I just might kush. From the back and the front and the bottom and the side. Wanna push cause the bush like kush. Twister and the flow is legit.
Uh-huh.
She got a pussy like a four in a split.
That's right.
Feeling lyrical expression. Of a rhyme beast. When I set a dime piece like a nine piece. Woo. It don't matter if I got
get
that right.
Tone,
if I got
stupid.
Them skills,
tone,
if I got
stupid.
That perp, that perp. Sell it to you in the language of a hustler, a customer. Oh, she got that work,
yeah,
that work.
Yeah.
Since I had it, I ain't been right.
No, no. Ever since I had you.
But I gotta feel that high again.
Damn,
sure we got
work.
Got work.
Got work.
Kiss and hold you. Let me be your lover, let me mold you. You look so good when you ride through the hood, man. I just wanna know, can I roll with you? Like when the first time I noticed you. I try to play it cool when it's overdue. They give me what I want, they give me what I need. Then give it to me like you're supposed to do. It's only on my sign, you're supposed to do. And fill up on the things in the ocean blue. And baby, I can fly to the ocean too. Be close to you, and don't refuse. And don't say no. The yacht gon' cruise, the rose pose. The drop on twos, the truck gon' pose. If I say choose, you know he chose. I got that thing to keep him gone. He at my crib, be on my phone. He in my dreams, he in my zone. I just can't seen to leave him alone. I mean, I'm gone. I mean, he's scared. And when we gone, I just stay there. And when he gone, I just ain't there. But when he come home, I make him say,
yeah, yeah.
Since I had it, I ain't been right.
No, no, ain't been right. No,
but I gotta feel that high again.
Damn, shorty.
Oh, yeah.
Word,
mm-hmm.
At work.
Got it.
Got work.
At work.
Little mama got work.
Got work.
Got work.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Almost a perfect transition. I'm not going to even edit that out. Humans are never perfect. This following segment has been brought to you by mitra-9.com. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20% on the best kava and kratom around. I'm drinking it right now. This kava. Let me take a quick sip. Mm-hmm. All right.
Happy hour.
Stations are tuned in to
856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio in Missouri, Fort Myers, Tampa Bay, London, the UK, I appreciate it. If you're listening on Riverside, our first time doing the podcast live, I appreciate it. And if you listened after searching H-O-P-P-E, I appreciate it. All right, this is our first time doing this live on Riverside. Let me see here. Let me just turn up the volume. So we have Bridget, who has been on hold for about 10 minutes and wants to say hi. What's up, Bridget?
Well, hey, I just want to high-five you. I've been a fan of yours for years.
Thank you.
Going back from RMG days.
Hell yeah. Rover's the man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts? How is Cleveland? I haven't been there in 9 years.
It's very, very lovely. And you're more than welcome to visit.
I do think I want to visit. I do want to come back. I wonder how many people would remember me. I've thought about coming back.
But you'll be surprised. People will remember you.
What is your take on the WNBA? What do you think? Everything going on with the women not getting along.
That new upcoming lady.
Yeah, Clark. Caitlin Clark.
She deserves a chance at the Olympics. I'm sorry.
I know.
She does.
One of the players that made the team didn't even play this year, so I think it's something catty there. I mean, you don't have to give her a ton of playing time, but the fact that she didn't make it, there's just utter jealousy. Like, they're literally all the players that go, oh, the ratings were up before. They were up 2%. Ever since she joined, it's been up 100%. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. Well, Bridget, keep hanging on.
She can skyrocket.
Yeah, she can do whatever the hell she wants to do. I appreciate you chiming in. I'm going to turn down your microphone. And I'll go back
to
you in a little. What's up? One last thing. What's up?
Oh, no. Well, in the shadow of Father's Day, got to have a Father's Day joke.
What is the Father's Day joke?
All right. It might be a little racy.
Oh, no. Go on. Just make sure it's not racist. That's all I care about.
Oh, no.
All right. Go on.
Why are none of the Barbies ever pregnant?
Why?
Because Ken comes in the other boxes.
Hell yeah, he does. Thank you. I just turned on your microphone. Keep on listening. I appreciate it. I got to get to other things, but I love that joke. I've heard that before, and it's naughty. By the way, the song Barbie by Nicki Minaj is a good song. All right. 856-49-HOPPY, and it's 856-494-6773. It's crazy. I have not worked in Cleveland in 9 years, and the Rovers Morning Glory fan base has a love-hate with me, but that was very cool to have somebody chiming in, and I think that represents the future. Hey, Frank, get over here. Frank, I'm live here at the Chill Room, Pinellas Park. You were talking to the mic. It's not going to be too loud because there's no other mic connected. But you were the most listened to episode last week. How does that make you feel? Frank, the Kava OG from the Chill Room.
I'm so excited I lost my underwear Thursday.
Yeah. Did you hear any feedback about how offensive it was?
What? What was offensive?
Talking about getting prostitutes and all that.
Hey, it's life in the 80s. That was the past, bro.
Yeah, I was just worried because a lot of people come to Kava bars to recover from drugs, and here's you partying it up.
Not anymore. I still party, but not I party legal.
right. Good for you, Frank. You keep doing you. What is that of? What is that thing called? This? What's this called?
I'll hang loose.
Oh yeah, that's the little hand signal that like Beavis and Butthead do. Rock on, Frank. You walking hippie. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. I have so much to get into. I appreciate the calls. I think that represents the future of Hoppy Hour. Bridget chimed in from Cleveland, and this is my first time live on Riverside. And you never know who's viewing your posts. I mean, I get like a 1,000 views per post, and I never know. But enough of the self-congratulatoriness of my life. Let's get on to the news.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What did you say, Frank DiCava, OG, manager of the Chill Room? He's so happy for me. I appreciate it. Surgeon General calls for warning label on social media platforms. This is dumb.
Turning now to an issue we have focused on for years, the impact of technology and screen time on our children. Every family grapples with it. And this morning, when it comes to social media, the Surgeon General is making a bold statement in an op-ed in the New York Times. Dr. Vivek Murthy writes in part, it is time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, stating that social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents.
I don't disagree with it because I do know I have a social media addiction. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. But it's so sad how far we've come that we literally need this. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about if there was a way we could have just stayed in 2012 social media where we had smartphones, but we didn't have like live videos. I think if we could have just stayed in 2012 technology, we would have been forever perfect. But then around 2015, 2016, when Periscope came out and Facebook Live copied Periscope, which I miss Periscope, everything went downhill.
It's a must read for every parent. And the Surgeon General is our guest now exclusively. Dr. Murthy, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Savannah.
How have they not fixed this 5-second dead air thing between webcams and microphones? They literally have AI that can create whatever you want in a second. But they can't figure this out.
Aaron, and the Surgeon General is our guest now exclusively. Dr. Murthy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. Good to be with you today.
I think so many of us parents already feel overwhelmed by the demands for smartphones and outmatched, frankly. What is your message this morning, and why do you think a warning label would actually work? I mean, we think of smoking labels, yet people still smoke.
Yeah.
Well, Savannah, I'm really glad you asked. And let me just first say, parents are struggling all over the country. I've spent time with thousands of parents over the last few years all over America. And the number one question they often ask me about is social media. They want to know, is this safe for my kids? How should I manage it? And what the data is telling us, Savannah, is not only have companies not demonstrated that their platforms are safe for kids.
I have this rule on my show that if I'm bored, you're bored. So this guy's very boring. I mean, it's always the Surgeon General people that are just boring. Social media is a huge problem. It's definitely taken over the world. I just don't know if you need a warning label on it. I live in my screen time. Now, my screen time on my laptop, I'm always working on my podcast and doing things. I'd say my screen time on my laptop is about 7 hours. But I have the iMessage app on my phone so that I don't have to text people. You know what I'm saying? Because like about a year or two ago, especially when I was working 12-hour shifts in radio, I'd just be on my phone and my screen time would be like 7-8 hours. But now that I retired from dating apps because I'm sick of dealing with vapid 25-year-olds, I just swear that I've been on my phone less and I'm a little happier. But then again, it's this weird thing where I'm aware of the lack of screen time that I'm doing, so I'm still thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making a conscious effort not to be on it, so I'm still on my smartphone, even though I'm not on it. Like, I want to get to the point where I can just, like, not even think about the fact that, oh, I'm not looking at it. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos, they do the Kelly and Mark show, because anybody that's a nice person that's ever worked with Kelly Ripa despises her. Like, Ryan Seacrest has done every job ever, and you know Kelly Ripa is a horrendous person to be around when they literally go, Ryan Seacrest doesn't want to work with you, and Michael Strahan, who's another nice guy, and I've worked with rich people that know who he is, and he's known as a very nice guy. When nice people don't want to work with you, that says a lot. So I've often wondered what Mark Consuelos must be like in real life if he's out here married to Kelly Ripa, if they're in an open relationship and whatnot, because they're just weird.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know him. I know him like the back of my hand. This man has made out with me, and I will somehow, like, open my eyes, and I see him staring, and I'm like, can you not have your eyes open? I find...
weird. I've had, when I worked on Rover's show, there was this girl I went on a few dates with named Hannah. It was kind of a, I don't need to say it. She ended up hooking up with the person that replaced me on the show and then the program director of that very radio station. She kind of got around. I was too drunk to operate, but there was a night that we were like making out on my bed and there were candle lights, but I just had whiskey tea. Anyway, she went on the radio after I left the show about 6 months later and was talking about how I was weird to make out with. And whenever girls need to like talk about hooking up with other guys and breaking the details, that's because they are missionary queens. They're boring. They don't bring anything to the bedroom. They're not interesting. Nobody cares about them. So they need to talk about other guys for attention. I love that. I love when exes will talk about the boyfriend and they go, I don't need the man.
Hey, white guys are the worst. Heterosexual men are the worst.
And then all they talk about is that very guy. Kelly Ripa, if you weren't talking about your husband making out with you, you would be nothing. Nobody would care. Nobody that's under the age of 55 watches your show. I've never met somebody that goes, oh, I'm a fan of Kelly Ripa. You were just on for people that were either home, sick, nurses, people in the hospital, people that were living off of welfare, stay-at-home moms. And if you were at a nice high school like mine, there were TVs while you were in the gymnasium in the workout room, and that in the view was on.
Mm-hmm. I find that very freaky.
Kelly Ripa calling out her hubby Mark Consuelos' creepy kissing habit.
I'm not there to do a gotcha podcast. Yeah. We just have these very revealing moments that happen.
You are doing a gotcha podcast. You're spilling all the beans. Now, if you really wanted to spill the beans, if you're going down south of the border, do you have the eyes open or closed? That's what we really want to know.
Kelly, keeping those revealing moments coming.
And in her picture for Let's Talk Off Camera, her podcast, look up the logo. They totally used an AI photo. She doesn't look that good.
On her podcast, Let's Talk Off Camera.
Mm.
Her latest confession sparked by Mark locking lips with another woman.
Wait, we forgot to talk about Mark's affair. It's my favorite story I ever heard in my life.
Is this like, did you have an emotional affair?
Whenever somebody has to say, did you have an emotional affair? That means that they're projecting that they had an affair. I've worked with people that would talk about other people cheating. And they were the very people that would cheat. And I've worked with people that got prostitutes before, and then whenever the topic of getting a hooker was brought up, they weren't really, responding. Mm-hmm.
No, it could have been a guy, by the way. I don't know.
Yeah, the unexpected kiss was explained by Mark on Live last month. It went down while he was in Italy cheering on his favorite soccer team.
And we celebrate.
I wonder if he hooked up with anybody in Italy. You know, he was like, oh, my God, my wife's been annoying.
Yes. On the field, when we found out that other team tied and we are champions.
Wow.
And you saw that plexiglass?
Yes.
Mark's better looking than Kelly.
The big plexiglass. Mm. They put our fans behind that. And I see this lady. Let's call her my aunt. Right? And we look, maybe someone else's aunt. Someone else's aunt.
Not you.
Not my aunt. Someone else's aunt. And we look at each other and she's so excited. And there's this glass. And we come to the glass. And you know what? I kissed her.
A smooch separated by plexiglass.
I just went, and she went.
All right, I'm bored. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. If you're listening live on the Riverside app, this is our first time doing it. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, but we had Bridget from Cleveland chiming in. This is my first time using this. Is Bridget gone? No, Bridget's not gone. Let me just turn on your volume here. 856-49-HOPPY, and it's 856-494-6773. The thing about doing your own show often is I have to, like, run the video and run the sound. So we're going to take a quick break. But, Bridget, you said that you have another joke for us?
The shadow of Father's Day. How about more dad jokes?
Please, give
me
a few.
This one.
Yeah, go on.
What did the science book say to the math book?
What did it say?
You got problems.
Got any more?
Oh, I do. I got plenty more.
All right, we will come back to you throughout the show. All right, we'll be right back.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
As I like to say, if you don't feel like listening to the song, you can skip forward 4 minutes. But I like playing songs on here. It's a throwback vibe. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. This is a show that I run. This is my show. It's not your show. Here's LEP Bogus Boys with Chicago. We'll be right back.
Tell me what you know about the middle of the map. Gangsters in them all black, white socks, fitted caps. Posted on the block, 30 shot clip hanging. This ain't a rap trend, shot town, bin bang. Shootouts every night, they complaining that they can't sleep. It's a church and a liquor store all on the same street. Rain, sleet, snow, man. I'ma hustle cocaine. All sales final, I'm a product of this dope game. Shotters got no aim, bullets got no name. Cluckers dancing in a line like they on Soul Train. We don't care about blue lights, come take a picture. Still tipping, that's the day of us.
Chicago, yeah. Nigga, this the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga, where they hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Chicago, nigga.
These cops crooked in Chicago. Danny took them out them Crown Vicks and bought them Tahoes. In traffic, I don't panic when I see them police lights. I got them pigs in my pockets like Jody White. Hustling that white snow, temperature is ice cold. My workers serving with them cameras on a light pole. Gangsta disciples, Blackstones, BDs. The biggest street gang is the CPDs. The sleeve on my triple goose smell like gunpowder. Hawk blowing like a car horn, stuffing rush. Yeah, the Swiss cheese is driver's side, yo. This how it is, this how we live in
Chicago, nigga. This the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga. Stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Yeah, you see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga. Where they hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Chicago,
yeah,
nigga.
The land of the players and a home to all the gangsters. Well, you better pick a side if you plan to make it. And when you ride through the shag, keep that head straightened. Before they find you tied up in that pitch black basement. Cameras on the pole, flicking pictures, niggas still pitching. Got the block, jalapeno hot, but it's still tipping. Slickers flipping on me, trying to plan a itchy on me. Cause they ran my government, name it, got the history on me. You know we gang bang in Chicago. Even though the structure done changed in Chicago. That wind blowing in Chicago. And when I'm out of town, I let them know I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, nigga. This the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga. Stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. Yeah. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga. Where they hustling in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
Happy hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. This following segment has been brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey at DZBeezyHoney.com, the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. Now, before we get back to the show, I'm going to unmute this website. One second here. I'm having so much fun, the fact that we have a live listener. I know that's probably not something you should admit, but this is our first time going live on the Riverside app. And it's like a kid in a candy store. You know, you have new toys. Bridget, what's the joke?
All right. It's not funny, but it is.
Oh, no.
I made a website for orphans.
What is it?
It doesn't have a homepage.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, I have never found Taylor Swift to be attractive. She's just not thick enough. Like, whenever I've been on dating apps and girls are like, I'm a little thicker, I'm like, that's better. I don't like when it's all skinny and like it's like a piece of string cheese. And that's what I see when I look at Swift. I mean, she's not ugly, but I don't find her hot. And her boyfriend, Joel Alwyn, who just looks like a cuck. And he just looks like somebody that's like, yeah, I don't mind watching somebody else do things to you. He just looks like a weirdo. He speaks out finally a year later after the breakup with Swift. I wonder how he's feeling. Like, she goes from this kind of like, you know, like a little innocent choir boy to all of a sudden dating a football player that literally gave her a rug burn, which you saw in one of the pictures of her knees. Here's this going on right now on Happy Hour.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
Joe Alwyn is opening up about his split with ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift over a year after the news broke. The actor spoke with the Sunday Times ahead of his upcoming star-studded film, Kinds of Kindness, where he addressed his breakup with a global pop star.
Yeah.
When asked if he had listened to Taylor's latest album, The Tortured Poets Department, in which the superstar appears to reference their split and relationship in some songs.
I wonder if she'll ever make a song where it's like her fault. You gotta love a girl that's never her fault.
Joe didn't directly respond, but said in part, I would hope that anyone and everyone can empathize and understand the difficulties that come with the end of a long, loving, fully committed relationship of over 6.5 years.
I wonder if she ever cheated.
That is a hard thing to navigate. What is unusual and abnormal in this situation is that, 1 week later, it's suddenly in the public domain and the outside world is able to weigh in.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. I don't know. I just find her nauseating. Like, honestly, if I'm on a dating app and I see a girl who's a 10 out of 10, I mean, she is a baddie, like they like to say, baddie. She can be the most beautiful girl ever. But if she says she's a Swiftie in the bio, I'm going to pass on that, dog, if I may quote Randy Jackson. It's going to be a no for me, dog. I've had a few friends with benefits that were Swifties, and it's just like they think everything's real. They don't realize that it's publicity.
The 33-year-old continued. So you have something very real suddenly thrown into a very unreal space.
Yep.
Tabloids, social media, press, where it is then dissected, speculated on, pulled out of shape beyond recognition.
Yeah, pulling out.
And the truth is, to that last point, there's always going to be a gap between what is known and what is said.
Yep.
I have made my peace with that. The conversations with friend Star also claimed that both he and Taylor had mutually decided to keep their relationship private and shared how he is doing now over a year later.
It is funny. Not that I have any experience with this. Whenever you have an ex that goes, I want to keep everything private, and it doesn't happen, it is kind of a weird betrayal vibe, you know? You're like, I know we're not together anymore, but you're a dirty rotten. I just turned up my mic on myself. And I know how Joe feels. I can relate. Honestly, breakups are the creepiest thing. But it's this random person that you meet. You date. You sleep with each other. And all of a sudden, you are enemies. You never want to see each other again. And she's nothing more than a stranger. Now, for me, it's easy. I just block the ex. Have a good life. But for him, a song made about you? That's not good. Not at all. So let me go back here. 856-49.
Telling the Sunday Times. As everyone knows, we together, both of us, mutually, decided to keep more private details of our relationship private. It was never something to commodify, and I see no reason to change that now. And look, this is also a little over a year ago now, and I feel fortunate to be in a really great place in my life professionally.
Whenever a girl is never able to be single for a long period of time, that is not a good thing. He must feel so replaced by Travis.
Professionally and personally, I feel really good.
I wonder what his DMs are like.
Later in the interview, the actor again went on to say that there's always going to be a gap between what's known and what's said.
Yeah, that's something you gotta accept when you go through a breakup, is that not everything's gonna make you look good, and you're like, whatever.
And when asked if he's in touch with Taylor still or dating again, he replied, I'm sure you can appreciate, given the level of noise and scrutiny about my past relationship, why I wouldn't want to just open the door to things like that right now.
Yeah, you know, you got a song about you, I'd probably shut up too.
At the end of the profile, the interviewer joked to the actor that his chosen pub probably won't be the Black Dog in Vauxhall, which fans speculated.
All right. I have that saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, I find Seinfeld to be one of the worst shows of all time. It was all I did watch. And I also don't really like supporting pedophiles. And Jerry Seinfeld is just on this OK Boomer tour, going on shows saying that we need more masculinity, speaking at Duke. That song has literally given me PTSD. Like, I miss my dad, don't get me wrong or anything, but that ain't the vibe, Chuck. That was all he would watch. I'd be in the other room listening to like B96 or listening to talk radio, and I would just hear that, and they just coveted the TV. You know what the one show that I did end up loving was Everyone Loves Raymond. I thought it was so boring, but then all of a sudden, I grew up and I began to love it. That, King of Queens, Frasier is just pretentious. I just want to punch Frasier in the face. Also, it's annoying. Whenever I watch Frasier, he never has the microphone in his face. Like, whenever he's doing his radio show, his microphone is like this. His microphone is never, ever on him. And I'm like, how does somebody not on a set do that? Watch the first episode of Frasier. His microphone's not on. It's infuriating. Here is Jerry Seinfeld. He gets a little woke. There was a protester who was an anti-Israel protester in the crowd. And this happened. Because Jerry, you know, has got to be the big man. Whenever a comedian has to really deal with a heckler and go after them,
they think they're so tough.
It's like, no, you're a 70-year-old douche pedophile.
Yes, yes. We have a genius, ladies and gentlemen. He solved the Middle East. He solved it.
You know you're not funny. It's the David Letterman effect when everyone's cheering. It was everything David Letterman ever did. Leno got a little more laughter because he was kind of funny. But David Letterman, whenever he would do a joke, especially in that era when he cheated on his wife, it was always this response. Because people feel obligated to do something. They're not just going to leave Jerry hanging.
Mm-hmm. It's the Jewish comedians. That's what we have to get. They're the ones doing everything.
He's lost his mind, man. I know he's got 30 years maximum left, but man, he's lost his life. His mind, too.
Yeah, go ahead, keep going. They're going to start punching you in about 3 seconds, so I would
try. You're so funny, Jerry. Do some comedy on airplane peanuts.
And get all of your genius out so we can all learn from you.
Yeah. I can't take this. Also, the microphone sucks. I don't know. It's not funny. I think it's because I wasn't born in 1962. I just don't find it funny. I'm not saying Friends is a perfect show, but to me, Friends is a little more relatable. Like, I look at Friends and I go, I could have that situation happen to me. But you look at Seinfeld, and I know you're going to say that's crazy because you like Aqua Teen Hunger Force and cartoons, but it's just not realistic. Nothing in Seinfeld, like, you look at it and you don't go, oh my God, this is so entertaining. But then again, I was born in 93, and I kind of missed out on it. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. Let me see here. We got the website unmuted. Let me do this here before we go to a break. Let me turn up the mic here. Bridget, you got anything?
Yeah. How about in response to one of your claims?
What's up?
A Led Zeppelin.
What about Led Zeppelin?
Song. It's titled, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
Oh, the problem is I would love to play what people want to listen to, but that's copyrighted. Like the music, I have to look for songs that don't have copyright on YouTube, so I have a specific playlist. That's the problem. And Led Zeppelin would totally shut down my video. Like I one time played the Beatles for 4 minutes or 4 seconds, and they banned the video, so I can't play that. But do you have a joke to go to break with?
Want to tell you about the girl I love. May she look like so fine.
Yeah. How much have how much have you drank today? Anything?
A couple of shots, I would
yeah.
say.
Man, I don't remember any of my weekends in Cleveland. I was blackout every night. I don't remember anything. That's the way to be in Cleveland. Just blackout, right?
Well, I'm not that crazy.
I know.
I just had a couple.
The last weekend I was in Cleveland before I moved around, like May 1st, 2015, I got the hell out of there. I was walking in the middle of the road in Lakewood, but everybody would walk towards, it was the Detroit Avenue Extension Apartments, and it was looking over like a forest or whatever. It was right by like Harry Buffalo and around the corner and whatnot. And the cop knew who I was from the radio show I, at that time, had worked on before I got fired for getting blackout drunk. Don't Google it. And pretty much what happened was all my friends were walking in the middle of the road. It's like 2 a.m. There's no cars. And I get a drinking ticket. And it was my last weekend in Cleveland. And everybody else is like, he's fine. He's walking home. Like, I literally wasn't driving. Like, there literally every year is a Cleveland media member that drives drunk. And then me, I'm walking home and I got screwed. But I don't hate Cleveland.
Oh, you poor thing. You got
what? Yeah.
For
what's
not
up?
Drinking, you got a thing for walking.
It was public intox. It was a public intox ticket, and it was my last day in Cleveland, and I had to call my mom and be like, "Yeah, I got a ticket. I have to pay it. Thank you, Cuyahoga County." All right, I'm going to turn down Bridger right now. We will be right back on Happy Hour. This is fun. Riverside's the future, the way we're broadcasting live.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Yeah, for everybody that's like, I want to hear this song or this song. These songs are not copywritten. Literally, in 2019, I was playing songs on this show that had complete copyright. I was playing 50 Cent. Every single one of my episodes from 2019 got deleted, and that was not cool. But this song is not copywritten. Which one do I feel like playing, dude? Here's I'm Arrogant by King Louie. If you don't feel like listening, you can skip 3 minutes and 29 seconds, but I would appreciate you listening.
Shout out my nigga Quay.
What the fuck you talking about? Tuli make you walk it out. Tuli got the Tuli and the Gucci, we can spark it out. Why would I fight when AKs wipe apartments out? I'm ballin' how you fouling out. My niggas be stay wildin' out. No Nick Cannon, but Loose got the cannon. And it could be a truce, or Loose can go and blam. I'm talking about you can make the news. I'm talking about powder for the shoes. I'm talking about 30 and a 9, a lot of back of hoos and booze. Ooh, Lou do the do. I'm the ish like a Jew. Cat piss in a doobie, read doobie on a shirt. I'm a G, you a jerk. All cow, no a squirt. Make the 40 go berserk. Free cam, free cam. Louis love you, free cam. Yeah, I know Lil Brody fam. It's in they bloodline. It's in my bloodline to get it. Why the fuck you think I get it? Pimp shit, I'm so with it. Nigga, I can have my girl tell your bitch I won't hit it. And I said I'm gon' hit it. See, these goofies think I'm playing, so I know they ain't with it. And all I smoke is loud, so I know that ain't midget. And Louis equal real, so you know this ain't gimmick. I just son them, watch them mimic. Flow sicker than a clinic. Trezzy shit, call me Senator. Quit with bumper smoking Bennett. Rock denim. True linen, flip four, two pending, man. Bam ass illin', how my young man's in them. They spit lyrics, I spit venom. Silly bitches, I just spin them. Green high, he a fraud, man. That goon shit ain't in him. He a hoe, rivers used to be my hoe. Boost some bands last night, so that used to be my dope. I mean, who cares, so what, so? It's my motto to get more. Bitches bopping on me, bro. They like, tell me when to go, a.k.a. tell me when to suck. B.k.a. tell me when to fuck. That's what's up, I'm a nut. With your slut, getting. But I'm insane, you a mutt. Smoke his ass like a duck. Pussy heel in the cut. Fill my cup with syrup. Ride day, shoot it up. Fuck the jets, you corrupt. Hit him up and swerve off. Knock a goofy nerd off. In the booth, I serve roll. In the streets, I crack moves. You know that a clap dudes. Handguns change moves. Family sad, he in the bag. We just playing by the rules now. I ain't trying to fix shit. When I'm talking tools, lights out. Niggas tools, face shots. Real rules, drop the top. On a coupe and just cruise in a nude. I know you see me, you cool. Super bad, I need lube. And your bitch need lube. I'm a boss, fuck you. My lemonade need juice. Boss.
Louis. J-Rod, I see you out there fooling. My nigga Banks, what's good, kid? Yeah. Louis.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I have no idea if the music I'm playing is going through or not, and I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Let me get the music going, because I can't just do my live read. But awesome music. This following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. I have some new business cards coming up soon. It's going to be a vibe, damn it. It's also being brought to you by Fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh man, my mic wasn't on. 856 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. Now, I try not to get too political on this show, but damn it, sometimes I have to.
It's time to talk about the brain-dead moron known as Biden, the worst.
Father's Day weekend was full of presidential politics from both presumptive nominees.
Happy Father's Day to Hunter Biden.
For President Donald Trump campaigned in the battleground state of Michigan while President Biden traveled to California, where he joined former President Barack Obama at a star-studded Hollywood fundraiser. Nancy Cordes has more now from the White House. She's been following it. Nancy, good morning.
What up, Nancy?
Tony, good morning to you. Happy day after Father's Day. The Biden campaign says the president raised more than $30 million at this.
Why do they need to raise money? Like, I get it takes money to run a campaign, but couldn't we use this money to, like, you know, help out the homeless or something? It really is pathetic, and that's why I'm not voting. I hate all politicians. They're the worst.
Weekend's L.A. fundraiser. That would be a record for a single Democratic Party event. Mm-hmm. This adds to his significant cash advantage over former President Trump with 4.5 months to go before Election Day.
I just couldn't believe. I was driving down the block the other day, and I was like, either Biden or Trump are going to be our president. Like, it's crazy.
Not on my watch.
No, you won't.
Not on my watch.
I like Obama. I voted for Obama, but they had this summit and Biden's talking and Obama's there. And it really makes you wonder how much Obama is carrying Biden. And also, Jimmy Kimmel was the panel host, and he could not be more of a see you next Tuesday. That dude is such a sellout. Like, literally, you did the man show, and now you're the voice on all things woke topics. F you. Go fuck yourself.
Tickets to President Biden's star-studded fundraiser ranged from $250 to $500,000.
If you paid $500,000 to go see Joe Biden, and here I see Julia Roberts and George Clooney hanging out, if you went to go do that, you're an imbecile. You're a dirty, rotten moron. God, I hate politics. And I like Obama. I have a poster of Obama in my apartment because I had one in 2008 and my mom recently bought it for me, and it's nostalgia. I do like Obama. I'm not trying to get too political, but my God, is he carrying Trump? He's carrying Biden. It's obvious. I just don't know why we need to give politicians more money. I know Trump's doing it because he's broke in a way, but I just see Biden here and it's like, how could you possibly like him? George Clooney, I know you're an actor and you're fake, but come on now.
On stage, he warned the Hollywood A-listers in the audience about what he thinks a second Trump term could mean for the nation's highest court.
I don't know, cheaper gas prices. I'm not saying I like Trump because he elected somebody in the Supreme Court that's against abortion. But the people he's talking to, none of the inflation affects them. You know what I'm saying? Go to Lakewood, Ohio, or Rochester, New York, or Pinellas Park, Florida, these hardworking cities, these hardworking suburbs, these hardworking towns, and tell people how things haven't gotten worse. Fuck you.
Court.
The next president is likely to have two new Supreme Court nominees.
Yeah.
Two more. The Supreme Court has never been as out of kilter as it is today.
What drug did they get him on? He must be on some Adderall. He's not talking that bad. When he's out and about and he's like roaming and you see other world leaders going, hey, grandpa, come back over here. When they're doing a photo op, he's all lost. But they got to be putting him on some of that Hunter Biden.
Court has never been as out of kilter as it is today.
He sounds like an AI. This is a real human.
As out of kilter as it is today.
Biden jetted to California directly from Italy, where...
And they show him when he's walking down the jet, and you know that they're obviously, I don't know how to word it, but, like, you could tell that Biden is trying not to, like, trip.
He and his fellow G7 leaders announced a flurry of new financing and new weapons for Ukraine as it struggles to fend off Russia.
We're going to stand...
Listen, I don't know much about the Ukraine thing, but that's not America. And now we have Russia as an enemy for the first time ever? That sounds good. Let's piss off Russia. What a good idea. Here's the other thing. I don't know. It's like, why don't we help out America? You literally have immigrants coming into this fucking country all the time. But no, let's help out the other countries. I don't get it.
And with Ukraine.
Back in the States this weekend, former President Donald Trump called Ukrainian President Volodymyr.
All right, I'm getting bored. No, I'm not getting too political. I just want to talk about the dumb fundraising. I don't like Trump either. Moron. I'm an imbecile. All the Trumpers, all the people that love him. Like, I see this here. MAGA hair wearing Trump influencer. She's pretty good looking. Loyalist says she was discriminated against in first class on an American Airlines flight because she was wearing a MAGA hat. You probably were discriminated against because you're a bitch. That's probably what it is. I love when these MAGA fans act up in public and they're like, I'm being discriminated against. Like, no, you're not. You're just an imbecile. You're just an idiot. That's all you are. Like, it's okay. I've said this all the time. It is okay to think that Biden is better than Trump or to think that Trump is better than Biden. That's utterly fine. That's great. That's cool. But if you think either of them are actual good candidates, you're a moron. I'm sorry. I'm being serious here. If you seriously go, hey, I think Joe Biden is an amazing president, or hey, I think Donald Trump was an amazing president, you're lying. But if you think one of them is better, that's fine.
A series of attacks and the Washington cover-up that goes all the way to the top. No, even higher.
Commander Biden, Joe's dog that bit all the agents and got booted from the White House, had an accomplice, Joe.
Yeah, it says a lot about a dog when you see what their owner is like. Like, a lot of times you'll have really douchebag dogs that come to these kava bars that I go to in Florida. And, like, the really successful people will have a dog that's amazing. And then the people that are kind of idiots will have dogs that bark at everybody. And that's kind of the thing with Joe Biden, is, like, it really depends on the owner when it comes to dogs, you know? It really does. And it doesn't surprise me that brain-dead Joe Biden would have a dumb dog. He should name it Kimmel.
I saw 20-some incidents of him biting people. We now find out there are 36 cases of Joe was present for at least 3 of the attacks on secret.
Hey, Commander. What are you doing, Commander?
Service agents.
This, according to newly released documents. October 2022. Commander bites an agent holding a door for the president near the Rose Garden.
There's nothing worse than a rude dog. You know what I mean? Like a bark, bark. It's like, shut the fuck up.
December 2022, the president lets Commander off the leash in the Kennedy Garden. Commander beelines it for an agent and bites his ass. September 2023.
He was walking Commander through the Kennedy Garden, and a Secret Service agent came up, and the dog tore 3 holes in the agent's jacket.
Oh.
You never saw Bo pulling any of this crap.
That's actually a good point, because Obama was smart.
Rest in peace, buddy. Anyway, it got so bad with Commander, a sergeant in the Secret Service wrote to a colleague saying, FYI, there was a dog bite and the officer may need to go to the hospital. Have a safe shift.
My recollection is there was one point where Joe didn't believe the dog bit.
He didn't believe Major bit, but...
856-49-HOPPY. That's as political as we will get. Do 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 do. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. Hang on.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Here's Money Dance by King Louie.
You need to beat it up together.
Hard body alert, alert, alert. Man up, man up, alert, alert. Them drillers is out, is out, is out. We drillin'. Do the money walk. Throw a stack of 2. For a stack of 2. They're whack a crow. Y'all know I don't like that word. Loud only anti-men. I don't like that herb. Run with your wife, she dirt. She jacking, call her jockey. I'ma send her home with a breath smelling cocky. I'm arrogant, cocky. You be high,
my body. I need some artwork. I'ma call Cardi. Getaway driver. I'ma call Kyrie. Mac, I leave you sorry. There's so many on me. All my niggas real. They PlayStation Sony. Other words, they phony. So many, many me's. When did I start cloning? Do the money dance. I'm full, but I'm hungry. I'm Louis three times. Like Tony, Tony, Tony. Weapon off safety. I know I'm safe, it's on me. I got some new fans. Shout out who put them on me. Do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Getting that money walk. Jay-Z pimpin', did it vision. Shoot the 50, bet I hit no training wheels. Them hitters rollin'. Ain't no time for block to block. Shoot up crib, snatch up kids. You niggas scared. Gon' walk it out. I play to win. Ain't no losses, stupid. My circle closed. We get money, they look funny. Fuck your life and your wife. Lil' folks to be wildin' out. Stupid bands, wipe them out. Drill style be my money bands. Dress, swing, legs bend. I love my city. Shot rack, but we heat them up. D-Way's back. Shout out to Big Bro Zach Mac. Duck the case, fuck the Jakes. Fuck the Jakes, play no games, poker face, anti me at custom face. Lean got me sleeping nine, but I'm wide awake. Hit the loud, no eyes will pump. King go stupid, I go clueless. Money dance, ain't no juking. Cool ass niggas shoving, push em. We real groovy, you lames losing.
Do the money dance, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands.
Oh yeah. This filing segment has been brought to you by Fortify. FORTIFEYE.com. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
A day at the amusement park took a turn for the worse for a group of folks in Oregon.
I don't like theme parks or amusement parks. They make me nauseous.
This weekend, take a look at this. It happened on the Atmos Fear ride at Oaks Park in Portland. 28 riders there spent about 25 or 30 minutes stuck upside down.
That would happen in Portland, just a weird city.
Eventually, operators were able to lower that ride manually and get everyone off safely. One person, though, with a pre-existing medical condition was taken to the hospital.
That's got to not be fun. No one wakes up in the morning and wants that to happen.
Stop, stick away. That charger with the tag, I got him.
A teenager was arrested after police say he was spotted with other vehicles driving around in Donetsk.
Sort of like on Candy Boulevard and Redneck Riviera, all the douchebag kids that have their dad's cars. Tampa Bay reference.
The Atlanta Police Department responded to a call about street racers in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Officer spotted a Dodge Charger in the midst of the dangerous driving activity. Dash camera video shows the driver attempting to get away after police tried to pull them over.
What a dumb 17-year-old. I mean, I know all 17-year-olds are dumb, but come on now.
It took stop sticks, spikes designed to deflate a vehicle's tires, to finally halt the suspect.
How do you even ground him? He's 17 years old. He's about to graduate. Loser. This what happened in Atlanta.
Stop stick one. That charger with the tag, I got him.
For another mile and a half, the driver continued to flee, according to police. But
just give up at some point.
Eventually, the flat tires forced him to stop.
That sucks. 856-49 hobby.
There were things that people were saying about me that just felt so outlandish.
Cannibal.
Yeah, that I was a cannibal.
Armie Hammer is setting the record straight about those cannibalism allegations. Armie is speaking out about allegations of cannibalism made against...
Yeah, he's trying to say it was made against him, but he was the one that had the text messages.
...him more than 3 years after the social media scandal and a rape investigation derailed his acting career. In January of 2021, several anonymous users shared alleged graphic direct messages from the actor that...
Yeah, so if they're alleged, you can just say, I didn't send those. No, it's true. You're a creep.
...reference sexual acts and other fantasies. But now Armie is sharing his side of the story on the...
He just looks batshit crazy.
June 16th episode of the Painful Lessons podcast.
What a painful lesson that was.
You know, when all of this really kind of started for me, it felt like I was in a tornado.
Mm.
You know, it felt like the only thing I could do was cover my head.
Got it.
And protect my neck.
Oh, sure.
Even though I had instincts of lashing out.
Whenever an actor is going through the motions of saying they're sorry or how they got screwed over, you have to remember that they're an actor. They're acting.
Even though I wanted to go out there and be like, this is crazy. Like, what is everyone talking about? Like,
and whenever they go on these podcasts and they do that thing where they're giving their side, the interviewers never have the hard-hitting questions. They're just kissing their ass.
You know, I mean, there were things that people were saying about me that just felt so outlandish. But,
cannibal.
Yeah, that I was a cannibal.
Well... I don't know. I got nothing. I'm bored. I don't find John Mulaney entertaining at all. I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's entertaining. I think he's a douche. I think any girl that likes him, it's like being a Swiftie. Run away.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Any girl that finds John Mulaney funny has bad taste in comedy and men.
John Mulaney is sparking speculation surrounding his and partner Olivia Munn's marital status after she...
Yeah.
...sharing an image to celebrate Father's Day. On Sunday, June 17th, the comedian shared a picture to his Instagram, which was deleted soon after it was uploaded. It shows him sporting a ring on his left finger. The pic shows Mulaney working on a baked potato in front of him. Next to him, son Malcolm is wearing an adorable shirt that says, "Yes, I know I look like my daddy." Mm-hmm. The picture was quickly deleted from the 41-year-old's Instagram and...
Why would you delete it? I hate all these celebrities that post things and then delete it. It's online forever, dummy.
...placed with two sweet snaps showing him cuddled up with his two-year-old. In those pictures, no ring was visible. His partner...
he probably cheated.
...Olivia shared a couple of cute posts on Sunday in one clip showing him and Malcolm walking to the pool, followed by a picture of herself in the water with a toddler on the deck in a life jacket.
Being a shitty comedian made him a lot of money. That pool is big. So, they're not breaking up. That was just a slow news day. I find Bill Maher to be insufferable. He's one of those guys that thinks he knows everything, and it's not funny. He has that thing that David Letterman had, the cheering effect. You're so funny! And everyone's just cheering, not laughing. He went and critiqued parents when this dude has never been a father. Listen, I got a vasectomy. I don't want kids. I find kids utterly repulsive. I can't stand kids. I think they're just pathetic. I hate kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I never critique parenting because I've never had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, new rule this Father's Day. If you really want to give your father something he'll treasure forever, give him permission to be a dad like dads used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And before you start in with, but Bill, what do you know about it? You're not a parent. Yeah. I don't give blowjobs either, but I can tell when someone is doing it wrong.
So funny.
That's 9 minutes of that.
So edgy. He made a blowjob joke.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with my mic? Let's see here. Honey Boo Boo reveals she wants to begin a family with her boyfriend, 21, who she's been with for 3 years. Yeah, this whole thing's weird. So she's been with the boyfriend for 3 years. And she would have been 15, and the boyfriend would have been 18. So pretty much she's dating a pedophile. Good. That's the most Honey Boo Boo thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't surprise me. Especially when you have Mama June as a mother. You have no chance. All right, we got a minute left. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. It means the world to me. Go to every single major platform and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E, to listen. Also, you can go to RyanHoppyRadio.com for all the info on this show. And I'm also proud to announce that we are now on Pandora. Things are doing very well for Hoppy Hour. It's because of you and you. And don't think I forgot about you. Goodbye.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.